Yeah. Some of the things that make me sick to my stomach. Sick your motherfucking homie strike sagging in public. Man, I grew up in the 90s, you know what I mean? What's right is right. Nothing but pride on my side. And I don't know why this shit is going on the way it's going on these days. Shit, a lot of things that I've seen been leaving motherfuckers like me amazed. Fools with their feminine ways.
It all started off when he was real young. Before the court cases, before the steel drums. The kids in his neighborhood, they were real dumb. Go stupid, fight and shoot with real guns. Every day in LA, gun spray. What you say, homies racing the days. Clear nights, Cali sun rays. Wasn't long before the gun case. Just like his older homies, he was sent upstate. Where he was taught for pride, he would walk and ride. Tattooed tear, enemy lost on the other side. But you to hear it from him. Eyes low under the brim, smoking out with a grin. Pretend he didn't know when they guess about that last shooting. Or even the dope that they ask about his friends moving. Bad influence to his little brother. His mother, shit, well that's a different subject.
A whole different motherfucking subject. From the streets to the public, homie, we run this shit. Little homies getting into problems at the age of 12, 13, 14 years old, you know what I mean? Taking their final ride before they take their final breath. It's just life in the West. That's the shit I resurrect.
So he comes out after a long stretch. Streets ain't the same, shit's all a mess. The homies on the west, where he's from fell apart. And the little homies on the block group got some more. Only difference is he didn't recognize. New homies, new clique, yeah they down to ride. Throwing up the sign when they passing by. But really, he doesn't understand why his little brother always leaving. Didn't seem like the type. Tight pants, fresh nice hat, all to the side. And another thing, he didn't understand how his brown peers was saying nigga now. But these kids swear so hard that they damn confused youngsters. Yeah, they breaking the rules. No pride to him, they look like some fools. No school, or better get no scratcher.
These motherfuckers don't be knowing what's up these days. Homie gets out like, what the fuck is going on in these streets, homie? This ain't the shit I left behind. All these motherfuckers sagging in with this funny ass lingo and talk. No pride in how they walk. To the homie, he ain't feeling this shit, man.
So now he hits the mall to get some Levi's. All he sees is brown homies sagging knee high. With the boxes showing and the asses out. In the modern day times, I guess that's a stat. It's kinda sad though, these kids have no pride in what the past used to be. That's why the gang don't respect you and me. Most act like it's something that they'll never be. Be proud of your own damn pedigree. All the shit I see nowadays is offending me. Can't let it be, I'm about to air these lames out. Brown pride and black love, no doubt. But I can stand when these lames have the answers out. What I'm about, pride of the skin that I was blessed with. No disrespect to the next kid of a different race, but just in case you're brown, saying yeah, shout out my nigga all through the town, hold it down. Dog grill all in your chest, sipping on lean niggas, know what I mean. Fuck that, get your grain that you will respect. But I can stand up on a beat, stomping on these fools properly. I'm about to change the game of the monopoly. Everybody screaming chopper, but none of vodkas. What happened to the pride, man? I swear this shit is gospel. Used to think some of my peers were solid lifestyle. Ain't really gotta say no names, you motherfuckers all should be ashamed. Criminal said it, fool's pathetic, then you wonder why. The gang in blacks give no credit. The industry only respects us as gardeners of gangbangers. A slanging the next drug, I think it's messed up. Our own people suppress us, straight fucking the West up.